Welcome back to another book review. And for anybody who is celebrating Christmas, Merry Christmas to you today. All right, so today we're looking at an old, old favourite of mine, Journeys Out of the Body by Robert A. Munro. I am going to link to the trilogy that is on Amazon. Because this was the first book written in 1971. After that, he then wrote Far Journeys, which was written in 1985, and then Ultimate Journey, which was 1994. So I'm going to link to the trilogy on Amazon if you want to get all three books. But this one, you know, if you want to learn about astral projection or out-of-body experiences, then this is definitely the book to get. There are a number of reasons I like this book. Well, really the author, actually. Just a bit of background about Robert Munro, first of all. So Robert Munro was a radio broadcast executive, and he had his first out-of-body experience in 1958. Now, what you'll find is he has absolutely no knowledge, no interest in magic and witchcraft and all of the stuff that we follow on this particular channel. He was just an ordinary, everyday guy who just suddenly started having these out-of-body experiences. And he didn't know what was going on. He thought he was actually going insane or there was something medically wrong with him. But he kept experimenting with it, and he developed an entire system of actually reaching out-of-body experience. So the perspective you get in this book is one from someone who has no knowledge of magic and witchcraft and witch flight and flying to the witch's Sabbath and things like that. So it's a very, he does examine, I wouldn't say he brings in Christianity to the approach, to the examination of the experience itself. But coming from a Western society, he does a short examination of Christian philosophy itself, angels and archetypes. There's a chapter called Angels and Archetypes. But it is not from a biased perspective, let's put it that way. So love that about him. The other thing about Munro, he did start the Munro Institute, which was, it's really an exploration into human consciousness. And that's the other reason I love this book so much. The attention to detail, he has been noted as an amazing reporter. So you actually, you know, each chapter focuses on a particular topic, but he speaks about it. And then he starts to examine it from experiences he's had. So you'll find actual journal entries that he's made, or he did make. So it kind of gives you an examination from an unbiased opinion all round. It's not biased on from a Christian aspect, and it's not biased from a magical witchcraft aspect. It's just a pure scientific examination, and that's why I like this book so much. And also the journal keeping, the record keeping that he actually does, is a brilliant example of actual record keeping. It's something that we as magical users and magical practitioners should be doing on a regular basis. All right. The other thing about Munro and the Munro Institute, he started the Gateway Program. And the Gateway Program was actually a series of audio tapes that were created in order to, you'll also find hemi-sync associated with this. It was mostly about sort of separating the hemispheres of the brain through audio, through waves and frequency. And what it was doing was it kind of has a particular tone in the left ear and another tone in the right ear. And then as they come together, they create a third tone. You'll find this in binaural beats and things like that. So that was an exploration of that. But the audio tapes themselves was a series of instructions to get you to experience an out-of-body experience and do remote viewing and things like that. And this was actually taken up by the US military. Unfortunately, these tapes, the Gateway program is still available. And it is available through HemiSync as far as I remember. But the problem is that it's been reported by a lot of people who actually did go through the original audio tapes that what's being sold now, as there's something being taken out of it. It's almost like there's some kind of tone or something within the original audio tapes that has been removed, and they're not as good. They are still effective, but they're not as good as the original tapes, and those are just not available anymore, unfortunately. Anyway, so let's get to this book, Journeys Out of the Body. So, as I said, this was written in 1971. That's a copy I've got is a second-hand edition that I picked up somewhere. I'm just trying to find there's the copyright page. It says 1972 here. First British edition published 1972. There you go. He actually had his first experience in 1958. There's actually a lot of examination before you actually get to the exercises themselves that you can do in order to go through this experience, in order to experience an out-of-body experience or astral projection. So there's a lot of examination, there's a lot of testing that gets done. He goes through testing in a lab. He does various testing in labs and things like that. Things of interest that you might find here. The here and now. Let me just go there. So this talks about what he calls locale one. What he did was he named these things the second body, which we would probably call the astral body, and the second state, which we would call the astral realm. Now, the astral realm, as we know, is vast. It's huge. You can journey in what we might call middle world, for instance, and that's what locale one is actually about. It's experiencing the world as we know it, our physical reality, our physical realm. So you can go to the neighbor's house, or you can go to a friend's house, or something like that. So that's locale one. Then he has locale two, which we would probably know as being beyond the physical realm. It's the astral realms, and this is where things get a bit more non-physical, really. It's an alternate reality. And then he's got locale three. Locale three, really, I would say is... Let me just get to that chapter. So reverse image. Locale 3, I would say, is a parallel dimension, a parallel universe. Whereas Locale 2, you can experience beings which are beyond our own understanding of within our physical realm. Locale 3 is very much as things are here, on this planet, in this reality, but different. You have I don't really want to call it a doppelganger, because that's something which we would experience in our own physical reality. But we have a parallel self. Let's call it that, a parallel self in this realm. Now, he only experienced one particular parallel reality, and I do believe there are many, many, many. The multiverse, if we want to call it that. But his locale 3 was very similar to what it is now. What would happen is you would roll out of your body, and then he actually used to go through a hole in the wall into this other realm, this other parallel reality dimension. And he would then enter the body of himself in this parallel universe, and then experience everything within that person's life. Obviously, that person's life, who is him in this parallel universe is different to what he experiences as in his normal everyday physical life. There are some differences here and there. Cars are a lot bigger than we experience them. There's various differences, but the fact is, it's a parallel dimension, a parallel universe, where you exist in this parallel dimension. So your parallel self is there. So anyway, that's locale 3. Then he goes into, he continues with more examination. So the first part is kind of very much experimentation, research, researching things in the lab. This is his record keeping. So he goes through, he writes down everything that happened, and then he'll start examining what was expected. Like, he would do a journey to experience a particular thing, find a particular thing, see a particular thing, and then he would examine which parts of that journey were real, which parts may have been influenced by someone or something else. Brilliant. It's just a brilliant examination of record keeping, really. So that's all the lab experiments and of various different research and things like that. He did eventually find what he calls the underground, very much kind of almost a hippie new age community that kind of believe in this stuff. So he did find some support. The doctor's friends that he had were helpful. Some of them thought he was a bit crazy, but it was, they kept examining him, giving him physicals and finding nothing wrong. Post-mortem goes into death, experiencing or meeting people who have died or just died. So it examines that perspective. Then we've got, he starts going into examining things from a religious perspective, as one would, really. And then having a look at angels and archetypes, beings from this locale too, and things like that. Intelligent animals. This is actually experiencing animals in the astral realm. Anyway, so as I said, it's just examination of various different things. And, as I said, he takes particular topics and just has a brief explanation. Here are a few of those which do not seem to be of locales 2 or 3. So examining things that happened to him which don't fit into what he'd previously experienced and examined and recorded. And then he goes into his various record-keeping, his journal entries. And then just a little bit at the end, examining the second body and going into, again, into journal entries. So this is really experiences from an experiential perspective. And then after some journal entries, then he'll start giving his explanation of things. So then let's just get to the actual practice part. So then we go into preliminary exercises. And this gives you a step-by-step guide of what to do, how to get there, what to experience, lying down. The method he used, because it's the one that he developed naturally with him, is to imagine a point of light, which you then move to the top of your head, and then you draw in energy and you get a vibration. But first you have to experience what he calls borderland state, which is, I would say, it's a between state. It's like a hypnagogic state that you get in between sleep and awake. And goes through that. So you start with the borderland. Once you can reach the borderland and hold it, then you start bringing in the vibrations. Once you bring in the vibrations, you can then increase the vibrations, let them die off and bring them back again, increase them. So play around with that vibrational state. Then you start to extend your second body. So you stretch your fingers or your hand, for instance, so that it reaches out to the wall that is beyond or across the room. And then you move your hand through the wall and you feel the textures as you go through. And then you start to, you roll out of your body, or the various techniques for separation process. And taking you, it really does take you through step by step in a slow process to get to the whole experience itself. So excellent book, really, really good book. I actually wanted to review this book. I actually wanted to reread it again and obviously review it. This was, I must have been about 12 years old. We'd recently moved to South Africa from the UK, from England. And when we moved to South Africa, we stayed in a hotel for about 6 months. And then my father bought a house and moved into the house. And we hadn't long been in the house when our neighbor decided to, they were going to introduce themselves. It's a bit funnier here in South Africa. Neighbors kind of keep to themselves, but these neighbors were very nosy. And as I say, I was 11, 12 at the time, and there was a 16-year-old girl, one of the neighbors themselves, and she brought this book over to me, and she said, "Read this book, it'll blow your mind." And it really was one of the cornerstones to how I got into what I do now. So that's why, main reason I wanted to review this book and bring it to everybody's attention. All right, so that is Journeys Out of the Body by Robert A. Monroe. And as I said, the link is going to be up the top and in the description. If you hit the little eye icon, you'll get a pop-out with the link there. That's going to take you to the trilogy if you want to get all three books. Otherwise, you can just get this one, the first one. Brilliant book. Okay. And that's it for this month and 2023. This is the last book review of 2023. So I'll see everybody next year. Have a good one. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.